to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Bingo. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Bingo. This past Friday night, I was settling in for the evening when my youngest son said, "Mum, can we go to the family bingo night at school?" I groaned inside, not wanting to go anywhere. I had received an automated voice message from the school a few days previously about the fundraising night. Bingo was on the agenda, and the winners would win large baskets or hampers filled with all kinds of goodies. These hampers had been donated from various businesses in town to help the school raise money. I had actually never been to any of the bingo nights, but I had heard that they were very popular. So, being a pushover and wanting to please my kids, I took my two youngest. My older two wanted to stay at home and hang out with their dad. Anyway, they are far too sophisticated for school bingo, now that they are 11 and 12. As we turned up at the school, it was starting to snow. The parking lot was full of cars, so I knew that it would be a full event. We walked in and found the whole gym full of people sitting at tables, concentrating on their bingo cards and munching away on snacks that they had bought at the concession stand. There was a table where you could rent bingo cards for $5 for the evening. "Which one do you want?" said the lady who was in charge. "Oh, I don't care. Just give me any of them," I replied. "You're obviously not a serious bingoer," she said to me, laughing. She's right, I'm not. I've barely ever played it. But we sat down and started to cover the numbers that were called out. My children really got into it. We didn't win anything at all. I was hoping that we could take home one of the Christmas hampers. But it wasn't to be. What made it worse was that a couple of people each won three hampers. Three! There should be a rule against that. But we tried our best. My kids were very disappointed that we went home empty-handed. I told them, "Most of the time you don't win anything. Only a few people ever win in these games. But there is always a chance." That didn't cheer them up, but I suppose it was a good lesson in reality. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. A hamper. The first prize will be a hamper full of all kinds of coffee products. The first prize will be a hamper full of all kinds of coffee products. A pushover. She is such a pushover. You can ask her for anything, and she'll give it to you. She's such a pushover. You can ask her for anything, and she'll give it to you. To hang out. How about we stay in and just hang out together? How about we stay in and just hang out together? To be in charge. When you train your dogs, you have to be in charge. When you train your dogs, you have to be in charge. Well, that's the end of another podcast. I hope you're finding these useful. Thank you to all of you who are sending me emails and comments on the blog. I do appreciate that. Please keep them coming. If you have any suggestions or questions, don't hesitate to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. And if you're interested for your iPad or your iPhone or your BlackBerry, there's always the app that you can purchase in iTunes. But if you don't need the app, you know that the text and grammar notes are always available for you at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.